Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
I just want to weigh in really quickly on the Hall of Fame. For those that aren't familiar, or those that have been busy this week, and provide a little context, Rob Manfred, MLB commissioner, among several other initiatives that have been going on for the last couple of years, Rob Manfred has made the decision to lift some of these permanent bans that have been placed on past players. And some of them are lightning rod issues and guys that are the biggest faces of people that have been excluded from the Hall of Fame. And it does beg the question of what happens with another set of players after this ruling has come down. So the long short of it is, especially around here and especially in terms of conversation pieces, is Pete Rose, his permanent ban, his permanent lifetime ban has been lifted from Major League Baseball, which means that beginning in, I believe, 2026 or maybe the beginning of 2027, a now special Hall of Fame committee can now make a ruling on whether to put Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame or not. His permanent ban has been lifted. It doesn't mean that he's in the Hall of Fame. It just means that he is now, we can at least have the conversation of should he be in Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. Another person, Chicago related, are the eight men out, the eight players that threw the 1919 Black Sox World Series. Most importantly, Shoeless Joe Jackson, one of the greatest hitters of all time. By numbers, I mean, he still has the fourth highest batting average, I believe, of .358 all time. His story, obviously, well documented in the movie Eight Men Out. Part of the driving narrative force of Field of Dreams, which I strangely watched a couple of days before this ruling came down. But just focusing solely on Shoeless Joe Jackson, his crime and what he was accused of and did admit to was that he did admit that he did take $5,000 in cash, which would have been twice his annual salary, to quote-unquote throw the 1919 World Series. Other players received monetary contributions as well from nefarious characters to throw that World Series. The Black Sox did end up losing that World Series. And the contention is, well, did Shoeless Joe Jackson go along to get along? Because if you look at his numbers, he had .375 in the World Series. They scored 20 runs total in the series. He drove in five. He scored five of them. Didn't commit an error. If you hit .375 in the World Series, how much are you really trying to lose? Or if you're Shoeless Joe Jackson, could you have hit .500? We'll never know. Obviously, it was over 100 years ago. But part of the precedent for the ruling was, and this is a little macabre, but according to Rob Manfred, for individuals that are now deceased, the words, literally, lifetime ban, no longer apply to these individuals. So now that these people have come and gone, their lifetime ban has been carried out. And a special committee now can make a ruling and a judgment whether these players belong in the Hall of Fame. And this extends to Pete Rose, who passed away just a few years ago. Pete Rose, very famously, as we all know, let's ride the hits. All-time hit king, nicknamed Charlie Hustle. For many people in the 70s, my dad's generation, a lot of boomers, definitely consider him to be one of the greatest players that they've ever watched play. Definitely the consummate day in, day out, dirty grinder, get your uniform dirty, sliding head first into third base, maniac style. And just by numbers alone, one of the greatest hitters of all time. As we know, banned from baseball for betting on games. Specifically, they found evidence in a notebook of him betting on baseball games as a manager of the Cincinnati Reds after he retired. The part that people will go back on, back and forth on forever, and Pete Rose did a damn good job that you'll never find this out, is whether Pete Rose bet while he was playing, and even while he was managing, did he bet on his own team? And more importantly, did he ever bet on his team to lose? These are the sticking points, and these are the things that got him kicked out of baseball. There have been, to be very clear, several moments over the last 30 years where Major League Baseball has made an overture with provisions that would allow Pete Rose to get back into the game of baseball. The meat and potatoes of it is, by and large, I believe Major League Baseball has asked him twice that if you are willing to admit what you did, a mea culpa, and if you're willing to admit what you did, and you're also willing to admit, one of the provisions was also, if you're also willing to admit and tell, and if you're also willing to honestly tell Major League Baseball that you're never going to gamble ever again, especially on the game of baseball, we will lift the ban and let you come back into the fold. Pete Rose has declined that multiple times. Now, Pete Rose, in my opinion, I didn't grow up watching him play. I would hear about his stories from my aunts and uncles. He was a bit of a tall tale growing up, and also a cautionary tale of gambling, clearly on baseball, something that, as many people have said, I was a bat boy for the Chicago Cubs. I can't tell you enough. There is a sign in the locker room that makes it plain as day. They definitely make it a cardinal rule. And it is literally the integrity, the spirit of the unpredictability and the sincere authenticity of competition that we simply can't have in the game of sport. The game of sport is the last bastion of Rome. Is one of the greatest forms of improv that we have left walking on this planet. And if you're going around telling me that people are paying money to manipulate, the word that's used a lot now, rig the results, like the Tim Donaghy referee in the NBA. If you were to ever destroy that integrity, it could be the collapse of sports as we know it. Because no one will ever believe that the result, the final result, is authentic and pure. Pete Rose obviously took a whiz in the pool of that integrity. And that's why he's kicked out of the game. And for me, over the last several decades, I mean, he was really just kind of came across as a bit of a carnival guy to me. He seemed to very much try and make his living in his bones, selling memorabilia, signing a few balls here and there, and obviously going out there on a campaign to try and get back into the game of baseball. He very famously wrote a book in 2004 that admitted to some things, didn't admit to everything. And he definitely followed the path that clearly a lot of these guys that are accused of doing steroids in the late 90s, before the Balco, before it was actually truly illegal in Major League Baseball, a lot of these guys do the same sort of thing. Is they're giving it to you inch by inch, morsel by morsel, but they're not giving you the full story. And they're hoping that if they just give you just a little bit, people will accept that, move on, and go away. To this point, with the Major League Baseball players and steroids, that has not worked. And clearly with Pete Rose, it never worked. So now the question becomes, now that this lifetime ban is lifted, does Pete Rose deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? And what seems to happen, and maybe Major League Baseball actually really likes this conversation because it does draw up a version of debate and you do get eyeballs on it. And as we all know, sometimes people arguing about stuff is good news for the people above you that want to make money off of it. So always keep that in mind whenever you want to rail off on something, that maybe the people that are making money off of you, you're doing exactly what they want you to do. What is clear about this is that there are two sides of this argument, and you hear it all the time. Some people believe that the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, or any Hall of Fame in general, needs to be a museum that tells the story and the history of the game that it is representing. So with the Hall of Fame, you want to tell the history of the game. So some people would say that you can't have a Hall of Fame without telling the story of Pete Rose, the all-time hit king, and putting it in, warts and all, of his into his story. Other people will say that the Hall of Fame is an enshrinement, and also people that did it with integrity and did it with a natural gift. We're talking about steroids there. That those people, that their accomplishments would be diminished having someone who blatantly cheated or someone that did steroids in the Hall of Fame. Okay. So what it seems to kind of come down to, right, is it almost seems like we need two places, or we need to have two floors, or we need to have some sort of, you know, Buckingham Fountain in the middle of this thing at the 50-yard line that delineates two different stories and two different actualities. One, yes, in the history of Major League Baseball, Pete Rose, his story, as well as Shoeless Joe Jackson, those stories need to be told. And they need to be told honestly and truthfully with nothing held out. There's some other things about Pete Rose, too, as well, that aren't so great. I'm really just trying to talk about the baseball side of this right now, if we can. So the same thing that goes for Sammy, Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit, a bunch of these dudes, Jeff Bagwell, a lot of these guys, Rafael Palmeiro, that probably deserve to be in the Hall of Fame based on their production and their numbers, are being denied that request right now because of their suspicion of doing steroids. And yet, how can you not tell the story of baseball, especially post-strike, from 97 to 2003, how do you just omit that part of baseball, which was honestly one of the more popular times the sport has enjoyed in the last 40 years, without those guys in it? And I'm not here to get on some sort of purist pulpit, and I can understand why some people say Roger Clemens doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. I see also the argument that Roger Clemens could have been a Hall of Famer before he ever took steroids. No one knows what ground zero is that. It's really, really complicated. But what's becoming very, very clear, and for my money, is that if you look at the Pete Rose situation specifically, a guy who violates the integrity of the game, a guy who, by his actions, put in jeopardy the nervous system, the spine, that if he had damaged it, if they had broken it, the whole body of baseball falls apart. The faith between the fan, the consumer, and the performer, the player, if that was broken, which Pete Rose didn't try to do but was in action of doing, I don't think Pete Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I just don't. And the worst part about it is he lied about it for years and years and decades and decades and decades. He could have made it a teaching moment. He could have at least admitted to what he'd done. Maybe he could have at least tried to downplay and being like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Do the whole thing. Do whatever you want. But the fact that for years and years and years he refused to come clean, and then years later would come clean after years of lying about it, it's a tough sell. And when it comes to Shoeless Joe Jackson, it's so far down the road right now. Do we ever really know the full story? It's hard to say. But these players, their names need to be not enshrined with the great players of the game, but they need to be a part of the story of baseball. Those are two different complete conversations, and they both probably need to be housed within Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. So it's a little bit of a walk and chew gum at the exact same time. But for my money, when this committee comes up in a couple of years, I hope that they decide and make the decision and honestly use it as a teaching tool that Pete Rose does not get into the Hall of Fame. That maybe Pete Rose's story gets to be told at some point in a historical sense, but he does not get a chance to take his place among the greats in Hall of Fame. And let it serve as a continued cautionary tale of what happens when you cheat yourself and you cheat the game and you threaten the very basis and soul of its integrity.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold. 312-883.
9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.